Das Radio Nordsee.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International.
From RNI and North Sea Goes DX, it's once again good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Wherever you may be listening in RNI's worldwide listening land, my name is AJ Behrens, and this is your North Sea Goes DX. In this month's North Sea Goes DX, we have DX information about WNYW, Radio Nederland, the Vatican Radio, Radio Brazzaville, and a number of other interesting stations in shortwave. During mailbag, we will be calling Australia, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Scandinavia, and Wales. We have a very special station identification for our Scandinavian listeners, and, of course, there's the offshore radio history with the story of Radio Invicta, Radio KING, and Radio 390. Hello? Yes, this is RNI, your master spy. Several reports have come in according to which one of the world's most popular shortwave stations, WNYW, Radio New York Worldwide, has been sold by the Bonneville International Corporation to a religious organization known as Family Broadcasting. At present, several religious announcements are already being aired, and it is expected that in a very few months from now, the WNYW transmitters will only be broadcasting religious programs. For those DXers who have never heard WNYW, it's high time to start searching if you want a QSL of that station. As a matter of interest, this is how the station sounds like.
The artistry of Nat Cole, evidence here at WNYW, a cottage for sale. This is Miss Nancy Wilson, ruminating of how it is when sunny gets blue.
Some important items for European listeners from the present broadcasting schedule of WNYW are as follows. From 1700 to 2230 hours GMT on 21,525 kHz, 21525 kHz in a 13-meter band with excellent reception most of the time. From 1700 to 0030 hours GMT on 17,845 kHz, 17845 kHz in the 16-meter band, with a slightly stronger signal but with some interference. On November the 6th, the annual meeting of the Benelux DX Club takes place in Hilversum, Holland. The address of the Benelux DX Club is P.O. Box 2027, Den Bosch, D-E-N, new word, B-O-S-C-H in the Netherlands. De jaarvergadering van de Benelux DX Club zal plaats hebben op 6 november eerstkomend in Hilversum. Het bestuur verwacht talrijke deelnemers uit Nederland, maar ook uit België. Het adres van de Benelux DX Club is postbus 2027 in Den Bosch, Nederland. Radio Nederland, the Dutch shortwave service broadcasting from Hilversum, Holland, has an English transmission to Europe on weekdays from 09:30 to 10:50 hours GMT on 6020 kHz, 6020 kHz in the 49 meter band. The same program is also beamed to Western Australia and Southeast Asia on 21480 kHz, 21480 kHz in a 13 meter band, and on 17810 kHz, 17810 kHz in the 16 meter band. Every day, there is another transmission in English from 1400 to 1520 hours GMT on the same frequencies. Even Dutch language lessons are given in the program, so if you want to enjoy all of RNI, look out for those language lessons. A broadcast in Afrikaans, directed to South Africa and Europe, can be heard on weekdays from 1630 to 1650 hours GMT on 21570 kHz, 21570 kHz in a 13 meter band, on 15220 kHz, 15220 kHz in the 19 meter band, and on 6020 kHz, 6020 kHz in the 49 meter band. On Sundays, the English programs of Radio Nederland, which we had just mentioned, consist of a Happy Station program. This popular Sunday program used to be produced and presented by Edward Starts, but now Tom Meyer is in charge. From Rome, the Vatican Radio broadcasts daily in English to Africa at 11:50 hours GMT. Reception is usually good in both Europe and a larger part of Africa. This is how we picked it up in the 13-meter band.
Praise be Jesus Christ. This is the Vatican Radio broadcasting to Africa. We are beaming to you in 13.9 and 16.8 meters. That is 21.4 and 17.8 megacycles.
Programs in Esperanto from the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation are broadcast on Mondays and Wednesdays at 12:15 GMT on 3985 kHz, 3985 kHz, 6165 kHz, 6165 kHz, and 9535 kHz, 9535 kHz for Europe, and on 21585 kHz, 21585 kHz, 21520 kHz, 21520 kHz, 17,795 kHz, 17795 kHz, and 15,430 kHz, 15430 kHz. On Thursdays and Saturdays, an evening program in Esperanto is broadcast at 21:45 GMT, to Europe on the same frequencies as the midday program, and to Africa on 15,305 kHz, 15305 kHz, 11,865 kHz, 11865 kHz, 11,720 kHz, 11720 kHz, and 9,590 kHz, 9590 kHz. At 1700 hours GMT, an English language program from Radio Morocco can be picked up on 11,735 kHz, 11735 kHz in the 25 meter band. The program is followed at 1800 hours GMT by a transmission in French. Radio Brazzaville can be received in French at 2030 hours GMT on 9715 kHz, 9715 kHz in the 31 meter band. The United Nations radio can be heard via a number of VOA transmitters at Greenville, North Carolina, in the 13 and 19 meter bands between 1800 hours and 1830 hours GMT, with 5-minute news broadcasts in English, French, Spanish, Greek, Turkish, and again English. And this item rounds up the DX information for today. when you hear our musical typewriter, then you know that it is mailbag time. P.O. Box 113 is calling thee. Our first call takes us to Australia. Hello, Mr. John Webster of Canterbury, New South Wales. Thank you for your letters and reception reports. We were glad to learn that you can pick up RNI on both 9935 kHz and 6205 kHz in Australia. John tells us that reception is usually at its best between 1800 and 2000 hours GMT. Hello, Sweden. Thank you, Mr. Göran Lindemark in Nacka, for your tape recording with station identification in Swedish. You'll be able to hear yourself in a couple of minutes. In Finland, we thank Mr. Jorma Eskola in Matila for his station ID in Finnish. In Cheshire, we are calling Mr. P.A. Welton. Thank you for the nice things you said about Norsey Goes DX. You ask what books would be useful to DXers. Well, one book which is a must for DXers is the World Radio and Television Handbook. The book is very informative, but rather expensive. You can obtain it in England from WRTV Handbook, 7 Carnaby Street, London. Titles of a couple of other interesting books for DXers will be printed in the October issue of the North Sea Goes DX magazine. Calling Master Terence Box in Swansea, Glamorganshire, South Wales. It proves that Wales is not only the land of poets and singers, Gwlad Beirdd Antorion, as it is called in the song Henwlad Venadai, but also the land of long letter writers. Thank you, Terence, for your interesting letter. I read all 46 pages of it. In Lancashire, we call Mr. T. Webb. Thank you for your report, Mr. Webb, and the information on Manx Radio. I knew for quite some time that we had a couple of female DXers listening in Poland, but now we welcome a DX girl from the United Kingdom to North Sea Goes DX. Hello, Miss S.A. Hazel. Thank you for your letter, and as requested, a North Sea Goes DX magazine has been sent to you. En nu gaan we even naar België, Merksem, Antwerpen. Dankjewel, meneer Emiel Clarijs, voor je beide briefjes. Het station wat je ontving was inderdaad een landpiraat. De foto van de Mebo 2 zul je ondertussen al wel ontvangen hebben. Ook nog bedankt voor je rapport in verband met de FM-ontvangst van RNI in Antwerpen. In Manchester, we call Ray and Peter. Thank you both for your interest in North Sea Goes DX. You tell me that one of your friends is leaving for Japan. Well, I'm sure that with a bit of luck, he will still be able to tune in to RNI. We received a letter from Mr. Jonathan Darwin in Yorkshire. Yes, Jonathan, we do intend to feature Radio 270 sometime in January or February 1972. And just before rushing into the studio, we received some more interesting letters. Hello, Norway, and Mr. Rolf Mung in Trondheim. Rolf is a 29-year-old teacher who's now back at the University of Trondheim for 1 year. He sends us and all the North Sea Goes DX listeners greetings from the land of Vikings and the midnight sun. Among many other things, Rolf writes, on the other hand, I have to say that Radio North Sea International now has a very good programming. Especially I appreciate the Sunday World Service. There's always something for everyone. Thank you, Rolf, for those kind words, and I'm sure that both the DJs and Mr. Pelly will be pleased hearing that. Hello, Mr. Zbigniew Ogorek from Poland. I knew from Sweden Calling DXers that you were visiting Sweden, and thank you for the lovely postcard you've sent. Just to make sure that you get the North Sea Goes DX magazine, I've sent a copy to your address in Sweden and to your parents in Poland. By the way, how is your university thesis on offshore radio coming on? Just the other day, I saw a university thesis on the same subject, but unfortunately, the thesis was in Dutch. But maybe the bibliography might be of use to you, so as soon as I can, I'll send you a photostat copy of that. Hello, Radio Denmark. Hello, Eric Koye in Copenhagen. Thank you for your report and comments. Eric is a 27-year-old sound engineer, offshore radio fan, and a very keen DXer. A QSL card has been sent to you, Eric. And this call to Denmark brings us to the end of this month's mailbag. Don't forget to write again, and if you do write, enclosing return postage in the form of international reply coupons, you will receive our North Sea Goes DX magazine and a free North Sea Goes DX car sticker, believe it or not. The address is North Sea Goes DX, P.O. Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. Over the past 2 years, Radio Nordsee International made headline news more often than any other station, more often than we ever wanted to. The result? A beautiful Radio Nordsee International souvenir book. It is yours for just 10 guilders, or the equivalent in your own currency. Send cash or an international money order only to RNI Souvenir Book, P.O. Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. As promised earlier on in the program, we have special station identification for our Scandinavian listeners.
Ni lyssnar till Radio Nordsjö Internationals väderservice som sänds från radiofartyget Mebo 2, förankrat på internationellt vatten utanför Europas kust. Vi sänder till Europa på 6205 kHz i 49 meters bandet och till hela världen på 9935 kHz i 31 meters bandet.
Ni lyssnar till Radio Nordsjö International i maailmanpalvelua. Joka radiolaivan Euroopan ulkopuolelle kansainvälisille vesille ankkuroidusta radiolaiva Miipo 2. Radioimme Eurooppaa 49 metrin aallolla taajuudella 6205 kHz ja koko maailmaan 31 metrin aallolla taajuudella 9935 kHz.
And that means that you're in tune with Radio Nordsee International's World Service broadcasting from the MV Miipo 2 off the coast of Europe. We transmit to Europe on 6,205 kHz in the 49-meter band and to the world on 9,935 kHz in the 31-meter band.
Close them down, but we want them to stay. They're playing sounds that we all like, so don't take them away.
You're about to hear the next in the series on offshore radio history. Today we bring you part 2 of Sounds from the Sands, featuring Radio Invicta, Radio KING and Radio 390. In June 1964, there were three offshore stations broadcasting to Britain, Radio Caroline and Radio Atlanta, off the coast of Essex, and Radio Search from the Shivering Sands Fort of Whitstable in Kent. At this particular point in time, in imitation of Radio Such, another of the abandoned anti-aircraft towers in the Thames estuary was taken over for broadcasting purposes. This time it was Red Sands Fort, approximately 6 miles from Whitstable, and from it, Radio Invicta, Britain's first offshore good music station, went on the air on Trio 6.1 meters, 980 kilohertz. The power input was only between 800 watts and 1 kilowatt. The transmitter was an RCA ET-4336 modified for medium wave. The program format was mainly good music with a few pop programs, a classical program strictly for highbrows, and even a real oldie show, Memory Lane. Let's listen to Ed Marino on Invicta.
Edition of Part Luck. I'm honored. You're in tune with Radio Invicta broadcasting on 306 meters on medium wave. Radio Invicta, your good music station, brings you music 13 hours a day, 7 days a week, from 5 a.m. until 6 p.m. The time right now is 5 minutes to 1, and that means, of course, it's time for the information desk. Well, firstly, let's start off as usual with the weather. Unfortunately, the wind has dropped right down in the sea. Seems to match the mood of the wind, because that's gone down too, and it's fairly calm out here at the moment. Oh yes, the most important thing, You have to pull the shutters alongside the windows here in the studio because the sun is absolutely blazing down. It's not warm, of course, but the sunshine does make the outside look just a little bit warmer. And that's good, of course. Now, if you'd like to advertise on Radio Victor Wolf, make that New Year's resolution right now. Hear your name over the airways of 306. And it's quite easy, you know, and quite economical. In fact, Radio Victor is the most economical radio station on the air at the moment. Whether or not somebody else starts up and charges even less than us, well, that's not for me to say right now. Only time will tell. But at the moment, Radio Victor is your most economical and most widespread station in that particular category. The address is Radio Invicta, spelled I-N-V-I-C-T-A, Radio Invicta, Advertising Department, 110 Fenchurch Street, London, EC3. Got that? The telephone number, Mansion House, 4622. Mansion House, 4622.
It has to be said that the extract you just heard was recorded as far away from the Red Sands as High Wycombe. Actually, the recording was made by a Radio Invicta engineer, Phil Perkins. In a very short time, Radio Invicta became very popular in Kent and Essex, and even in some parts of France and Belgium. On December 16, 1964, Tom Pepper, the owner of the station, drowned on a return trip from the Red Sands. With him in the boat, DJ Simon Ashley and engineer Martin Shaw. The next day, the station transmitted a tribute hourly through the day with no normal programs. The tribute was spoken by Ed Marino.
We on Radio Invicta are deeply grieved. The loss of our chairman, and not only our chairman, but our very dear friend, Sir Tom Pepper, in itself hard enough to take and bear, and coupled with the loss, we pray to God that they're only missing two of our staff, is also more than we can bear. We pray to God to search, to look, to watch every wave, that at least their two bodies will be found alive and with breath. Alas, nothing more can be done for dear Tom. He's safe in the arms of God. And I speak to you as I can only speak with my heart. And I know that everyone here on the station speaks with me. Possibly last night on television you heard the news. If not, you would have read it in today's paper. Think not of us. Think of the families. Tom's beloved wife, Francoise, and his two children, now fatherless at this time of year, pray that they at least will find comfort. What more can I add, except to say that he was a great character, and in the minds and hearts of many people he will live not just in the past, but in the future, forever. He was one of the most unforgettable characters that one could ever meet. We on Radio Invicta resolve this will be something for his family and children to grow up as a living memorial to a great and wonderful man. who risked his life many times for other people. As a lifeboatman, bringing us food and supplies in gales where no normal man would ever dream of putting out to sea. Lord, for those who peril on the sea, take them to your hearts. We beseech thee.
A couple of weeks after the death of Tom Pepper, Radio Invicta closed down, and in January 1965, Radio KING, owned by Charlie Evans and Mike Raven, started test transmissions from the Red Sands on 236 meters medium wave.
Yeah, very bad, Jay. Holiday. King Radio, London. Heralding a new big sound of music and news over London, this is a KING test transmission. King Radio is number one British radio, and this is KING's Super Time. Our broadcast for brighter programs will shortly begin. Hello, Power Broadcast. The new sound of music. Over London, from the Moor. This is a test transmission from London's most listened to station, King Radio, London.
However, it soon proved that KING was not going to be very successful, and Charlie Evans tried to find a suitable buyer for the station.
KING presents Melody Hour.
Good afternoon to you from John Ross Barnard. Time indeed to ease the temper and join the tones of Melody Hour. And the Melody Hour tones here are provided by Percy Faith and his orchestra.
On September 25th, 1965, King Radio was sold to Estuary Radio Limited, which was managed by Ted Albury. For a couple of days, the KING listeners on 236 meters were invited by means of a recorded message to retune to the new good music station, Radio 390.
Your Continental Cabaret was introduced by Mark Hamilton. Our next program follows in just a few moments.
BCM 390, London WC1.
Tonight's edition of The Voice of Business covers a range of subjects of interest to farmers and agricultural engineers. If you're a farmer or have friends who are farmers, remember Friday's Voice of Business becomes The Voice of Agribusiness. Tonight at 7:30. 390 time is now just after 6 o'clock. Radio 390 presenting Eve, the woman's magazine of the air, takes you stateside.
And Radio 390 proved to be a big success. It was one of the most professional offshore stations, and through its good music format, it soon gained a very large audience both in the United Kingdom and on the continent. The station was especially popular with housewives. The power of the 390 transmitter was approximately 35 kilowatts. 4 days before 390's first anniversary, on September the 21st, 1966, a summons was served on Estuary Radio Limited, alleging unlawful use of a transmitter. In spite of the summons, the broadcasts continued. In court, the post office prosecuting Estuary Radio Limited claimed that under the Geneva International Convention of the Sea, the Thames estuary was to be considered a bay, bringing Red Sands Fort within territorial waters. On this very doubtful evidence, Estuary Radio Limited was fined £100 for using a transmitter without a license. On the evening of Friday, November 25th, Radio 390 went off the air. Shortly before midnight on December 31st, Johnny Walker announced on Caroline, "Radio 390 is coming back on the air at midnight." In the first broadcast, Mr. Al Bury stated, "We shall stay on the air. We have evidence that Red Sands Fort is at least a mile and a half outside territorial waters." In February 1967, unexpectedly, Mr. Al Bury resigned and took over Britain Radio, which was broadcasting from the laissez-faire. On February 23rd, Estuary Radio Limited was found guilty again, this time by a Southend court. The fine amounted to £200. An appeal was made against this conviction, and the station stayed on the air. On July 28, 1967, however, three Court of Appeal judges ruled that Red Sands Fort was within territorial waters. A request was made to let the station on the air until the Marine Broadcasting Offences Act became law, but this was refused. At 17:10 hours of that day, Radio 390 left the airwaves forever to the tones of the national anthem. And next time, if AJ is still around, which he hopes, we will be presenting the story of one particular station that so many have been waiting for. And in fact, it's needless to say the name of the station. It's, yes, girls, sing it to us. Supreme delight to hear that again. So don't forget to tune our way on the last Sunday in November with Big L on RNI. Until we meet again on the airwaves next month, this is yours truly, A.J. Behrens, B-E-I-R-E-N-S, wishing you good DXing and happy listening to RNI. Bye-bye and cheerio!
This is Radio North Sea International, broadcasting from the radio ship Nebo 2, anchored in international waters 4 miles off the coast of Europe. With the exception of Sunday, RNI broadcast daily from 6 hours until 3 hours Central European time on the following frequencies. 220 meters, or 1,367 kilohertz in the medium wave band, 6,205 kilohertz in the 49 meter shortwave band, and in FM, channel 44, 100 megahertz. An additional frequency of 9,935 kHz in the 31-meter shortwave band is in operation daily from 18 hours until 3 hours. On Sundays, all four frequencies are in operation from 7 hours until 3 hours Central European time. RNI is now closing down for the night, so on behalf of the entire broadcasting staff on board the Mebo 2, the captain and his crew, and the management and staff at Zurich and Hilversum, I wish you all a very good night.
Please don't forget to switch your radio off. You're wasting your batteries.